Defining the American Dream.
To me, what the American Dream is, that no matter what your background is, what country you're from, what incoming background you're from, that no matter what, you can be anything you want to be. And for the most part, I think that's true. As long as you work hard enough in this country, I think you can get where you need to be. The economy may be tanking, but according to a new national poll by the New York Times and CBS News, the American dream is alive, if not entirely well. If that sounds contradictory, well, it is. On a sunny spring day, we asked some people in New York City for their impressions of the American dream. I think for me, the American dream is just to have a great family and a great home on the beach somewhere, and just have enough means to support myself and my family. I want to become a lawyer, and then I want to be a judge. Well, I think it's being able to have the opportunity to, you know, meet your dreams, achieve whatever success or however far you want to go in life. But achieving it is another thing. I still got a little work to do. I think we all do. I don't think we ever really stop. I definitely do not think I've achieved that yet. Less than half of the people in the Times CBS poll said they had achieved their dream. And even for people here in affluent Midtown Manhattan, the long-time dream of upward mobility can be elusive. When I was growing up in nearby Paterson, an old industrial town, the American dream was that whatever your origins, that if you worked very hard, and if you were a little bit lucky, that things would be fine for you and better for your children. It was palpably available to people. Now, it's just not. It was about hope, like you could build towards a future. You'd save a little bit each year, and by end, you have enough for retirement. You could raise a family. You could put your kids through, take a vacation, take care of your elderly parent if you had them. And that, and the last couple of years, it seems to be like up in smoke or in credit default swaps. Here's something kind of puzzling. The nation is a recession, but the polls show that more people think they've achieved the American dream now than had 4 years ago. Why is that? Experts say when times are hard, people shift their definition of the American dream. It becomes more about values like freedom and opportunity, and less about things like material success. In my opinion, what the American dream is coming here from another country like me and just trying to achieve what you want. There's not so many boundaries, I think, as where I come from. I'm from Belgium. So for me, that's a lot of freedom and that makes me happy. And some people are already living the American dream because their parents achieved it for them. But I guess for maybe a first-generation immigrant, we have achieved the dream. Other people in our situation in other countries probably would dream to be in our shoes. This is Catherine Seeley for the New York Times.